you're hearing us, and you must be to be hearing me say this, please write to us, RNI, P.O. Box 113, 8047, Zurich, in Switzerland. I repeat that again for you. It's RNI for Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 113, 8047, Zurich, Switzerland. We'd appreciate it if you wrote in, and please, keep on listening.
Wednesday, the 6th of April, 1983, on 269 metres medium wave. This is Radio Dublin, Channel 2. And if you're hearing us on shortwave on a Sunday morning, it's 6280 kHz on the European 48 metre band. And we're operating through a recorded relay from Westside Radio International. Good evening, Dublin. Good morning, Europe. Jared Rowe for the next hour with all the up-to-date news, views and information on the pirate radio scene. I'm hoping you can stay tuned. If you're interested in tapes, we have all sorts for you. We have Eugene Elliott on Radio Dublin, a bit of Fingus Community Radio for those of you on medium wave, and we might even get out a couple of bits and pieces of English stations as well, you never know. So if you're anyway interested in radio at all, stick with us for the next hour, and if you aren't, just stay with us anyway and we'll convert you.
Do you wanna come dancing?
8 minutes after 8 o'clock if you're listening live. Cool and the Gang starting us off this evening. Let's Go Dancing. We play that for Mike Barron, who's trying to get the car up the driveway at the moment. 1 year ago this week on the radio scene, on Thursday the 1st of April 1982, Radio Dublin Channel 1 received delivery of its new 10 kilowatt medium wave transmitter following 7 months' journey from the United States. The transmitter comes in three sections. It's 6 foot high, weighs close enough to a ton, and it took a lot of pushing and shoving and a forklift truck to get it actually into the studios. South Coast Radio, on the same day being April Fool's Day, announced that they were broadcasting Radio Vision with videos on television of the records they were playing. It turned out to be a hoax, but they even convinced RTE, who set up a monitoring station, to watch out for a television test. On Saturday the 3rd of April, Community Radio Fingal commenced test transmissions on 189 metres from the Rockabill Hotel in Skerries, North County Dublin, on a power output of 300 watts. And around the same time, Barnside Radio, also on television, increased power on their TV service, which brought in reception reports from as far away as Kildare in County Kildare, Kildare Town that is. The same day on shortwave, Westside Radio announced the planned introduction of a 25 metre band service on 11463 kHz within 2 weeks. And on this day, 1 year ago, a very strong signal appeared on 88.6 MHz, playing recorded fairy stories, notably Cinderella, and wiping out Radio Nova all around the city. The transmitter doing the damage was rumoured to be the ex-Island radio transmitter operating from a Southside location, and eventually turned out to be Capital Radio on 98 FM from Milltown. And that was all that happened 1 year ago this week. Not too exciting, but there it is for you anyway.
Home around with big sight, never knew love was in sight. I guess I missed the target, caught up in a different line of sight. But I know since I've been aiming for the sweetness in your soul. Your name is on the bullet, and it's getting ready to explode. There's been a change inside my life,
and I just wanna let you know.
Miss Donna Summer, and she says love is in control, finger on the trigger, and all that type of thing. If you were listening to shortwave last Sunday morning, well, the stations we heard were Westside Radio on 6280, South Dublin Radio on 6242, and Radio Caroline Shortwave on 6310 kHz. Sunday, of course, being the 18th anniversary of Radio Caroline opening. We also heard Radio Dublin Channel 1 on 6910 and Radio Enterprise on 6317 kHz. So wasn't all that much news around. Westside Radio announced that the FRC programme was back on Channel 2. And it caught him by surprise, actually. He didn't expect it to be back. Neither did I, really, but sure, that's the way things happen. And he also promised to resume the recorded relay this Sunday. So thanks very much, Terry. He's been a great support to us here on the F4C programme, and it's nice to be back with you on shortwave. Phil Dixon was also back on shortwave last Sunday. He was back on South Dublin Radio after quite an absence. He hasn't been on shortwave for quite a while now. And the station's programming over the past few weeks has consisted of relays and recordings of Steve Mose. But apparently Phil has been away on holidays and he's just recently got back, and he'll be back now on the shortwave scene over the next few weeks with South Dublin Radio. We also had a brand new station on the air that was on 6317 kHz on the 48 metre band, and it was calling itself Radio Enterprise. Now, we've no details on it as yet. Programming was a bit amateurish and seemed to be conducted along the lines of a CBDX call, which might have something to do with the fact that the mailing address of PO Box 1190 in Dublin 10 is used by the Charlie Whiskey CB Club. So if anyone can fill us in on Radio Enterprise, any further information, 758684 is now open. That's if anyone can tell us what exactly Radio Enterprise plan to do. Anyway, shortwave fans can also look out for another Irish shortwave station due to take to the air soon. The date being planned at the moment is Sunday the 1st of May. It's going to be called Radio Ireland, and it'll be on 6322 kHz, and it'll be on a power output of about 90 watts, so you can stand by for that. We play this for everybody on the 48 metre band, all the headbangers that like Prince Terry's type of noise. This is the sort of stuff he gives you on a Sunday morning if you're interested. AC/DC.
Yeah!
noise Prince Terry puts out on a Sunday morning. If you're into that type of thing at that hour of the morning, AC/DC, and Let's Get It Up. Regarding stations and news stations and things like that, we heard another news station on medium wave last Sunday. A station was heard operating on 199 metres using the call sign CBC Radio. Now, the disc jockey on the air sounded very like Aidan Hughes, XKLO, Diamond, WKLR and Capital Radio Shortwave, but we're not 100% sure of that. It could also have sounded a bit like Kieran Phillips, one or the other, we're not totally sure. No location was announced while I listened, but the phone number is 693436, and that indicates that it's operating from around the Clonsky, Mount Merion area of South County Dublin. The signal was quite good and it had excellent audio quality, but I'm afraid that's all the information we have on it. It could be very interesting to see how it develops, so keep a watch on 199 metres, 1512 kHz over next weekend. They also announced an FM stereo service which was temporarily off the air due to technical difficulties. So once again, if anyone has any info at all on CBC Radio, we'd appreciate a call 758684 and ask for Channel 2. It's just 18 minutes into the programme, time for a recorded feature. We're going to go way back to the early days of Radio Dublin and a guy called Eugene Elliott.
Would you like to go to school where they just spoke Irish?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, have you got a good grasp of the language?
Pardon?
Have you got a good grasp of the language?
Well, I'm okay.
Did you ever go down to the Gaeltacht Army?
No.
Yeah, you plan to go down there maybe in a year or two?
Yes.
And I believe it's quite good fun speaking Irish and having generally a good time down there. Do you play any sports? I suppose hockey, basketball would be
no,
one.
No, we only do gym. And
yeah.
In high school they do badminton,
aren't you? Badminton, yeah, badminton.
Sometimes cricket?
Yeah. You're serious, yeah?
And
then... I thought cricket was just limited to boys. Mm. Girls play cricket as well, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, do you want to say hello to anybody before you go?
I want to say hello to everybody in the high school, primary, and especially the girls today.
Yeah, hello to all new people. Anybody else now? Any friends outside school?
Linda Bridgman.
Yeah, hello Linda, yeah. Anybody else?
And Paul Smith, who's my sister.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And everybody else.
Everybody else, yeah. And so, have you got any important exams coming at the end of the term?
There was a chaplain
earlier on and said he was assessed at the end of the term by the work he'd done through the last few weeks in school, say the last 8 or 9 weeks, or is it an exam or what that you have at the end of the term?
Well, we have an exam, different exams for Christmas, and then we have Easter, summer holidays.
Great, yeah.
Summer
and then the big challenge going into the senior school. Well, that's great, Alison. Thanks so much for giving us a call.
Okay.
And your point is taken. 2-1 now for homeworkers still leading the non-homeworkers. Thanks so much, Alan. Thanks for Alison. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
That's a recording that went back to, when was it, the 3rd of January 1980, a guy called Eugene Elliott, who joined Radio Dublin as a stand-in for Tony Garrett. He also did the first breakfast programme on Radio Leinster. He actually opened up the station when they started broadcasting on 406, and he's now Eugene Higgins on Sunshine Radio, broadcasting on 539 metres.
I want to
for them, doing extremely well, called Rosanna. If you just tune in, welcome along. 269 Medium Wave live on a Wednesday evening at 6 to 8 kilohertz on Sunday mornings on shortwave. This is Radio Dublin Channel 2 and the F4C programme. We've just had a call in from Mike Moran in Thomas Street to identify the signal on 199 metres. Mike says the transmitter is the old ARD rig, and that Dave Reddy is behind this new station, which is interesting because Dave Reddy and Al O'Rourke are the two guys that usually operate around 199 with the community radio stations, the ARD outside broadcast unit, so it appears they are going to appear on the air again. So that being the case, we should have a look at FM around about 100 megs and see what pops up there as well. Thanks very much, Mike, and that's cleared up something for us. We also got a call in from Paul Davidson of the Free Radio Service in Ireland to tell us that there is a list of 650 free radio stations in France, and you can get a copy of this list containing all the information about the stations by writing to an address which is extremely long and complicated, and in French as well. So if you can get a pen and paper handy while we go into our next recorded feature, I'll read you about the address for the free radio stations in France after this next feature. This next feature was brought up to us by Dominic Byrne in Artane. It was a debate that was put out on Concord Radio. It was regarding community radio. It was recorded on Sunday the 27th of March 1983. I haven't heard it yet. It's supposed to be quite interesting. There's a connection with Bray Local Broadcasting in it as well. So we let it run. I don't exactly know how long we're going to put out, but we'll give it a go anyway. And if you get a pen and paper handy, we'll have that address for you after it.
But right now in downtown Dublin, we're going to take a short tape that Bray Local Broadcasting made on a similar programme to this one some weeks ago, in which they expressed their point of view. This tape has been made by Bray Local Broadcasting.
It seems that we've been talking about local radio in Ireland for years now. Every so often, the subject comes up for discussion, and the debate usually revolves around two possible options, the RTE proposals and commercial radio. Seldom is community-run radio discussed. Certainly, lip service is paid to it by both sides, but we've really yet to hear it discussed openly in the larger media. Why? Well, because the larger media is controlled by both sides in the debate so far. The third option not being discussed is perhaps the most relevant solution to Ireland's present local radio dilemma. Let's look at the three options. We make no apology for saying more about the third, as it's seldom represented. Commercial radio, quite simply, seeks to return a profit to its owners. It aims at a mass market to maximise its ratings for better advertising sales. Minority or very varied programming is simply not on when private profit comes first. In commercial radio, all popular music and the move towards complete automation is the trend elsewhere. Business groups will be very keen to get the franchise for Dublin, Cork and the large population areas. Experience in the UK has shown that the trend in commercial radio is blandly similar up and down the country, looking for increased transmitter power with a subsequent increase in geographical area. It's been suggested that commercial radio provides a different choice of music locally, and not much else. As for the smaller population areas, will they be seen as commercially viable? What about Dublin and local radio? How many different communities can you identify in the Greater Dublin area alone? One of the models suggested for the development of commercial radio in Ireland is the UK one. But Ireland has less population than the area served by one so-called local station in London. Would it be unfair to suggest, then, that the UK local radio experience has no real relevance here, other than to show us how not to organise ours? Commercial radio should be treated separately, a different broadcasting sector from genuine local broadcasting in Ireland. RTE has proposals for a nationwide community network to be implemented over a five-year period. Initially, the proposals were for provincial transmitting centres linked to towns in each area. For example, Wicklow, Dungarvan, Waterford, Wexford, Perlis, etc. would share a powerful transmitter and opt in when and as they could. That plan was published in 1979. Since then, it has been considerably updated and now proposes a county-based transmitter network with perhaps up to 20 centres. This system could come under the present RTE authority control, but it has been said that it would need an increase in the present TV licence fee to finance it. RTE has put much effort in promoting the concept of community radio since its mobile station started in the early 70s. A criticism levelled at RTE's proposal is that it is a view of community radio from the top down. In a recent Irish Times article, Father Joyce of Kilkenny Community Radio said, and I quote, "Community radio is a microphone in the community, reflecting its life and vitality. It is people being what they are, living out what they are, rather than someone coming in, rendering a service to them," end quote. Perhaps the RTE proposal could be described as RTE holding that microphone in front of the people, rather than allowing the people to find their own community and run community control radio for themselves. It's a view from Dublin, or at least controlled from Dublin, something many groups interested in community broadcasting outside Dublin are all too familiar with. Why, they say, should they support a plan that is said to take 5 years to implement and is supplied from Dublin when they already know what they need in community broadcasting opportunities?
During an election interview for BLB, Taoiseach Gareth Fitzgerald had this to say.
And we're also, I may say, committed to local broadcasting being community organised and not controlled by large groups from outside the community in question.
So what is the third option? And what is genuine community-controlled radio?
Peter Lewis, author of a report entitled Models of Structure and Finance in Community Radio, published in 1977 by the International Institute of Communications.
The important things are that there should be real community control, if not ownership. That communications is like education or health services or planning. It's just too important to be left to the professionals alone, really. It isn't such a mystery now. Technology has made it quite simple and really quite cheap. And there's a real extent to which what's being pumped out from the capital cities of any country, in Western countries, or indeed from mid-Atlantic positions, that we're having to consume products that are churned out from, as it were, factories that really have nothing to do with our own existence. And even local and regional news in England, anyway, is provided through the framework of professional viewpoint based on Fleet Street values. Now, it's only when people come to do it for themselves in their own locality, they know what the news is, and they gather it using their own values, that I think you get a reflection of that community played back to itself. It's like any other art form, like local music, local drama, and community newspapers and so on.
A community station is a forum for local issues, culture and activities. It can be as varied as the town it is part of, and is only limited by how representative its members are. There is a tremendous willingness towards self-help projects in Ireland. People are beginning to realise that they can no longer look to Dublin or central government to provide everything, and there are many examples of successful locally run self-help projects that could not otherwise have been completed without full local support. The development of a genuine local radio sector can ideally be planned this way. People are quickly realizing that there is no great mystery to broadcasting. It's one thing the unlicensed stations have proved. You don't need a team of experts arriving to do it for you. Community broadcasting is perhaps a gentle introduction to a technological age that has made such broadcasting so simple. A station's locally defined output provides a much friendlier information source and promotes, more acceptably, a sense of shared concern for community problems. Local issues discussed by local people without the filter of professional media is what community broadcasting is all about. To quote a report published in 1977 concerning the future of broadcasting, local broadcasting is a different animal from network broadcasting, and so requires a different sort of keeper. Local radio has quite a different kind of relationship with its community, and the community has, and should have, an almost proprietary feeling about its local station that it cannot have about a national network. Local control and local financing, which is ultimately the key to local control, is seen by community broadcasters as the distinctive difference between community radio and that provided nationally. A station which exists to serve local needs as defined by local people, and which has been developed by sharing in programming production and policy decisions, helps place the community in the role of subject. Another report on community radio structures from around the world describes many successfully operating and genuinely community-controlled stations on the air today. It's just not true to say that radio must be either state or commercial. The report goes on to say, stations work hard at demystifying broadcasting and practice an informality on the air and in their handling of operations and scheduling. They rely on volunteers and deliberately attempt to train and involve those normally excluded from the mass media, such as minority groups, women, the poor, the elderly, and young people. Much criticism is leveled at the idea of operating community stations as volunteer organizations. These criticisms usually come from commercial vested interests. In Ireland, there are those who would wish to run local radio as a business for private profit. Volunteers are the lifeblood of community radio, providing the stations with their tremendous diversity of programming and viewpoints, and making it possible for community stations to present a full service. It is the volunteers who bring community into community radio. Technology now assists community-controlled local radio. Easily operated, good quality and reliable equipment is available.
10 o'clock this evening. Before that, we had a big feature on Concord Radio and a big mention of BLB. Talking about BLB, they've made a reappearance over the past week or so on FM, and this time they seem to have entered the High Power League on VHF. Now, BLB has been broadcasting locally around Bray on FM for some time now, and last year they carried out a short spell of stereo tests. These broadcasts, however, were primarily designed as links between the studio and the medium wave transmission site in Bray Head, and were never more than a few watts, and indeed I think they were using a transistorized rig at one stage. But they now seem to be making a go of a proper FM outlet, and their transmissions on 96 MHz are reaching over to Glasnevin on the north side of the city, which is very good indeed for a signal operating from around Bray. So good luck to everybody on BLB, down on 456 metres as well on increased power, and apparently they are hot favourites for the local licence in their particular area, and are cleaning up since Southside Radio moved out of that particular part of town.
Want to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul. Oh, we love the pilot station.
They can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day.
Hands off the pirate station.
listen. Please don't take them away. Please don't take them away.
All the way back to the 1960s and a group called the Swinging 60s, a record that was released around the time of the Marine Offences Act in Britain, which put all the offshore stations off the air, and it's only a matter of time before it applies here, unless you can do something about it. Westside Radio on medium wave is slowly pulling itself together following its location change, and tests are continuing on 290 metres medium wave Monday to Friday. Last Monday, incidentally, a new schedule went into operation on 290, and the station now runs until 1 a.m, the 24-hour service eventually planned. I was speaking to the owner, Sean Day, during the week, and Sean says you can expect an effective power increase as soon as the weather gets better. He's not too happy with the signal's propagation characteristics, and a new antenna system will be wired up when the temperature rises and the wind drops. So you can expect 290 metres to become a force to be reckoned with in the very near future. Much the same thing concerns our FM service. We have been off 98.7 megahertz for about 2 weeks now, and it's entirely due to weather conditions. As soon as the weather improves and we can send somebody up the mast, we'll be back on FM, and hopefully should increase our range somewhat, so you can stand by for that. If you'd like to phone us with free radio news and information, you've got about 13 minutes left, 758684, and ask for Channel 2.
There is a rumor going around that suddenly I found you. Can't believe that's true. I got a feeling this is for real and nobody else will do.
You are my princess. You make me smile. You make my life seem worthwhile.
You make me smile, you make my life.
10 minutes to 9 o'clock on Channel 2, 269 meters medium wave. Elton John and Princess. And we played that for the person that we played for last week. And it caused pandemonium in the station, I believe. We won't say anything about that. We go into a letter that we got in during the week from 73 Clonkeen Drive in Dublin 18 from Aidan Clare. Aidan won our competition about 2 weeks ago, and he wrote to thank us for the cassette which we sent him in. Incidentally, we might have another one of those next week. We'll see how it goes. We'll get you out a cassette. He says it is a very valuable addition to his as yet small collection of tapes. There's quite a few people actually around town with large tape collections. If you'd be interested in swapping sort of tapes, things like that, we have quite a few people that we know of that have tapes. So if you're into that type of thing, drop us a line. We'll see if we can fix you up with somebody. He says that he was very sorry to hear of the last Sunday morning programme on the recorded relay that the FRC had gone. Well, in fact, it hasn't, Aidan. And if you're listening to Prince Terry last Sunday morning, you're probably listening on 269 tonight. So as you can see, we appear to be back. He also mentioned that some friend of his in Norway sent in a reception report for the shortwave service and also for 1188 kHz, 253 metres, to the station and hasn't yet received a reply. I'll tell you, Aidan, we look into that as soon as we go off the air, and he should have a QSL card pretty soon. So thanks a lot, Aidan, and thank you for the information. It's always nice to get letters. And if anybody else would like to drop us a line with any sort of information or anything like that, our mailing address is Radio Dublin, Channel 2, 58 Inchicore Road, Dublin 8 in Ireland. It's just 8 minutes now. It's 9 o'clock. We'll just about squeeze you in this last feature. For those of you on medium wave that haven't got an FM radio, this is what Finglas Community Radio sounds like.
The Games Centre, Ballygall Road West in Finglas, are proud to present their 13 full-size snooker tables. We also have a private match room with 3 full-size snooker tables. So whether it's a game of pool or snooker, it's got to be the Classic Games Centre, Ballygall Road West in Finglas. Telephone 346681. That's 346681. The Classic Game Centre, Ballygall Road West in Finglas.
The Fingal House, Glass Nevin Avenue. Why not relax and enjoy a drink in our luxurious lounge and bar? That's the Fingal House, Glass Nevin Avenue. Advertising with Finglas Community Radio. Our phone number is 342339. Advertise with the big one in Finglas. Finglas Community Radio, 342339. Thank you.
lot from last year. And why do fools fall in love? Saying hello to everybody at 56 Glen Hill Road. A very good evening to you. The time exactly 14 minutes past 7. Tony Gibson with you until 8 o'clock. Phone lines open at 342-339 for requests and dedications. We'd certainly love to hear from you. So give us a buzz, 342-339.
That was a quick blast of Finglas Community Radio, currently broadcasting around 98 megs FM. After a frequency change, they were up around 99, doing us a fair amount of damage, and they decided to pull down. They're apparently going to be on the air for about 6 weeks as a community project, and they're running with help from ABC radio staff. We've heard Richie D on it over the past few weeks of ABC, and he was also heard on one of the few test transmissions from WKLO radio in Kimmage. So if you'd like to give them a listen, they're down around 98 FM on a power output that is very low. We've been told around 4 watts. We're not too sure on that. It gets out extremely well if it is, but again, if anyone can fill us in, 758684 is the number. But unfortunately, that is about it for this week. We've just about run out of news, views, information and time as well. So for myself, Gerard Rowe, and producer Tony Healy, thank you for listening to us over the past hour. I will see you again, same time, same place next week. If you're on shortwave on a Sunday morning, Prince Terry will come along and Westside Radio will continue with live programming until 1 o'clock BST when they close down. If you're listening live in Dublin on 269, Mike Barron will be along at 9 o'clock to take you through till 10. And as I said, we'll see you all same time, same place next week. Stay tuned to the Pirate Stations and all the best.
Exactly 9 o'clock. This is Radio Dublin, Channel 2 and 269 meters medium wave. God only knows what that is in kilohertz. I'm not going to try and work it out. Anyway, it's Mike Barron, which is through until 10 o'clock. And before we go any further, we say many thanks to Gerard Rowe for the F4C Ireland program. Back your way Saturday afternoon with a normal program. Well, as normal as he can get it. Oldies till 10, this from 1965.
Hey, goodbye, my own true lover.
Dawn is and my tears are falling rain for the carnival is over. We may never meet again. Like a drum, my heart would beat you, and your fear would sweet a cry. But the joy of love are fleeting, for fear of and far and wide. Now the harbor light is calling, this will be our last goodbye. Though the carnival is over, I will love you till I die. Like a drum, my heart would beat you, and your beat would sweet as wine. But the joy of love I
in a memory from the original Seekers. The carnival is over. Oldies all the way till 10, and we've lots of requests to get through. You can get in on the action by giving us a call at 758-684 and asking for Channel 2, and we read out a request just for you. This one for Susan Burke and all the boys in the park, especially Christy and Stillorgan. More of Denise Elizabeth Desmond Wong. Oh, hello, Wong. Is it Wong? It looks like Wong. What a name. Black Jackson, Jason, please play Honey, No Way. Well, we may play Honey before 10 o'clock. That's coming from Maura and all the gang in Inchicore. Hi to you. Here's the Settlers.
Down in the meadow where the windmill's green, in the middle of a field stands a lightning tree. It's living so tall from the day it was born, for the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow the lightning tree, it's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree, never give it too easy. Lightning struck in the middle of the night. Living stood there by the lightning flare. The lightning flare was a wild affair. Grow, grow the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow where the whistle's cold, the lightning tree stands stiff and old. Branches bent where the lightning went. The lightning went from the firmament. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow with the wind in the west, the lightning tree faced up to the test. Its heart went snap when it looked and laughed. The terrible wrath of the thunderclap. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Down in the meadow in the window screen, a whisper of green in the lightning tree. Dreams come true if you want them to. If you want them to, then it's up to you. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Grow, grow the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. Grow, grow the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow.
never give in too easily. Life in tree, life in tree, life in tree.
The Settlers and the story of the lightning tree. Right, more names to get through. Susan and Kevin and Sandra and Freddie and Kathleen and Snowy and Barbara and Bopper and Anne-Marie and BJ and Joan and Anto and Freddie. Freddie, it doesn't say. Freddie who's on the North Circular Road, it looks like. Yeah, that's what it says. And Lyndon Tamo, that's coming from Susan and Finglas. What have we got? Barry and the Mod Bikers and Grace Kiernan.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Tamo would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Picked up a boy to solve a mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Jim, please, friends and me. If we hear it from the people of the town, they call us Jim. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble and I haven't seen him for a while.
That's a memory from Cher. Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. We're going to have a real oldie goldie now from 1965, Nini Rosso, and a record that went to number one in that year. If you like bugles, you'll like this. A track called Il Silencio.
Buonanotte, amore. Ti vedrò nei miei sogni.
Buonanotte a te che sei lontano.
Nini Rosso and Il Silencio. Play that one for Jack Lean and Richie Thunder. Andy and Ray Pecker. Keep your pecker upright. Miriam Burke and Cabra West looking for the Eurythmics. You have two chances. Miriam Burke, that's coming in from. Hi also to Martin Cusack, Willie Cusack, Les McGrath, Jared Tynan, Christy Ormond, Joe Dunn, John Brown, Gay Kelly. no comment at all. That's from a special friend in Dolphin's Bar. And you too can hear you too if you've got a record player. Right, more memories. This from, who's it from? Trini Lopez. If I had a hammer.
If I had a hammer, I hammer in the morning, I hammer in the evening, all over little land. I hammer out danger, I hammer out a warning, I hammer about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Ooh, 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 ooh. I had a bell, I ring it in the morning, ring it in the evening, all over this land. I ring out danger, I ring out a warning, I ring about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Ooh, 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 ooh. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, all over this land. Sing out danger, I sing out a warning, yeah. I sing about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Ooh, ooh. Now I've got a hammer and I've got a bell. Now I've got a song to sing all over this land. I hammer out justice, it's the bell of freedom, yeah. It's the song about the love between my brothers and my sisters, ah, all over this land. Yeah, 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 yeah.